If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
If you're single and dating, get ready for the most ridiculous headline I've ever seen. Well, at least this week anyway. It says, Golden Retriever boyfriends are over and sexy rat men are in.
Oh, you are going to have to definitely explain to me what this means. I mean, I think I have an idea just by you mentioning it, but explain.
All right. So according to this viral tweet that went viral a while ago, It said that men are either eagle handsome, bear handsome, or dog handsome. Okay. Or there were some that were reptilian handsome, which means they look like a reptile.
Okay.
So examples of this is like Henry Cavill, a.k.a. Superman. He's a bear handsome because he's got a rounder face, broad shoulders, right?
Yeah. Okay, I get that. The old Superman, by the way, not the new Superman, but okay.
Eagle handsome is like Ryan Gosling. Strong features, long nose, smaller eyes. He looks like a bird, you know?
Yeah. No, I can see that.
Reptilian is Timothée Chalamet. He's got strong features and a straight nose. So you look like, I guess, a lizard, kind of.
Okay. I mean, I just watched Dune 2. He was very good in it. I didn't see him as a lizard.
Well, you should have looked harder.
He is handsome, though.
And then there's dog handsome. And there's subcategories of dog handsome. And one of the most popular ones is Labrador handsome.
Okay.
And that's guys like Travis Kelce. They're bigger. They've got rounder faces. Mm-hmm. They've got more powerful bodies. That kind of thing.
I mean, especially with the beard, I could buy into that. Almost like Scottish Terrier for me. But I get what you're saying. Okay.
But now those are all out.
All
right. Nobody wants those guys anymore. They want the hot rodent boyfriend, a.k.a. sexy rat guys.
Like who? Do they have to look greasy?
It says they're more svelte. They're not as muscular.
Okay, so they're thinner.
Yep, they're pinched, angular features. So they're not conventionally handsome, but they're intriguingly good looking.
Okay, this could be like goth guy with the darkened eyelids or something, right? Like the bags under his eyes or that type of thing.
The guys they suggest fit the hot rodent boyfriend.
Okay.
Are Tom Hiddleston.
A handsome guy. Okay, I know him.
Jeremy Allen White. That's the guy from Bear.
Yes. Yep.
Tom Holland.
Okay.
And Tobey Maguire.
Taylor Swift dated like 2 out of 4 of these dudes, but Tobey Maguire. Okay. All right.
Taylor's not into hot rodent boyfriends. She's into the Labrador Retriever guys.
Yeah, now she is anyways.
I just don't understand why we have to do this. But since obviously we have to put labels on what animals guys look like.
Yeah.
I have come up with 3 different celebrities. I looked up oddest looking celebrities in America.
Oh, great. That's cool.
A weird list that exists and a conversation for another time. Because some of the people on the list don't make sense to me.
I just want to apologize to anybody that might hear their name on this list right now. I didn't write it, and Anna brought it up.
I was offended.
Go ahead.
Number one on the list, Steve Buscemi. What animal is Steve Buscemi?
It's kind of like a squid, actually. if there was a squid catcher, I love Steve Buscemi. Incredible actor, man of good merit. Never fixed his teeth. He's one of those guys that he's so good at what he does. He kept his unique look, like a Willem Dafoe or whatever, too.
I don't think octopus have teeth.
Well, they have one big beak. They have one big tooth, as a matter of fact. I'm going to go with squid. He kind of looks squiddish.
Squid boyfriend.
Yeah, squid boyfriend.
How about Jack Black?
I mean, he's a bear. If I ever saw a bear, right?
Okay.
Big, roundy, and he's that panda, so why not?
Steven Tyler.
He's like a poodle that has really overdone hair. That's
okay.
Just like it started as, you know, the poodle was named Bert, but now it's more like named Beth. As it's gotten older, it appears to just be more feminine.
Okay.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
3 news stories. You only hear about one. Raven picks which one it is. today's selection. Number one, naked driver smashes into lobby of jail, throws rubber snakes.
I mean, is that really even a crime nowadays? Come on.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, woman didn't know she was pregnant, gives birth at Golden Corral.
I mean, the desserts are fantastic. And sometimes you go in there and you think you're going to eat light and you just keep packing it in.
And then you give birth?
I guess.
Yeah. And number three, two more Boeing whistleblowers go public over public safety.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, those guys should really take into account their lifespan and what's going to happen with them in the future. I'm going to go with Boeing. Why not?
Oh, man.
They had a big day yesterday.
I feel like I'm all of a sudden getting terrified. When I flew this past weekend, and when I was getting on the plane, my girlfriend has this thing where she always touches the plane when she goes in for good luck. Like, you know, when you walk in, like, from the... And as I was walking in, I was just looking at all the fasteners. I'm like, that one looks all right.
Yeah, that one looks good. Smooth. Right, that rivet looks like it's in place.
I know. So Boeing has been in the news a whole lot lately. And it all stems back to a report that came out in 2020 from the House Transportation Infrastructure Report that found that two 737 MAX crashes that happened in 2018 and 19 were, and I quote, horrific culmination of repeated and serious failures by the company and regulators.
I mean, I feel like since then, too, like every week that goes by, there's been a piece flying off of a plane.
Well, right. Remember the Alaskan Airlines not too long ago that the door flew off and luckily everybody was safe. And there was a couple whistleblowers that came forward and both of them died this past year.
Under mysterious circumstances. I mean, seriously?
One of them
This is a very compelling thing.
A suicide during his testimony, like before, like the second day he was supposed to show up, he passed away. And like his family and his friends were like, that doesn't make sense. The other was a young guy. He was a young guy and he got a mysterious, I quote, illness, and then he was gone too. But again, this has been all over the news because yesterday,
two other new whistleblowers who are coming forward right now. And, you know, to talk to these two men, it's really frightening.
No, that's good. That's what you want to hear. She continues.
Good luck.
And what they told me was they were both inspectors, like at the end of the line. The planes came to them after they were in the factory and supposedly everything had checked out. They were like just the final, you know, the final line before the planes got shipped to fly. And both of them told me unbelievable defects they saw literally every day.
That's kind of scary and alarming.
I mean, it's really scary. Mm-hmm. And you think to yourself, oh, that's crazy. Why would they do something like that? We're talking about billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Billions.
Fasteners that weren't fast, lamps that were missing, dents. And both of them told me that when they brought this up, they were basically told to shut up.
And from what I understand, if this is true, there's about 20 more whistleblowers coming forward, and they're not disgruntled employees that haven't worked there for years. They're current employees, too.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. If there's 20 of you left, you guys better hole up somewhere together and make sure you've got serious security, because these other things are weird.
The weird part is that, like, when Boeing gets questioned and they, you know, they ask for, like, press releases, all they say is, like, they encourage people to come forward and they're steadfast
in
their stuff.
Liar.
I mean, I don't understand how you put a $250 million plane in the air and like, and somebody says you just got to tighten that bolt and you tell them to be quiet. What?
Right, this one's got a dent.
Tighten the bolt.
There's a light missing on this one here.
Isn't there a mechanic here? Isn't this what we do here? Just fix it.
We're joking, but it seems kind of scary.
I know. Is there something that you refuse to share with others? Raven was just talking about something that he won't share, and I thought he was a terrible husband.
Here's the thing, is that I will not share an umbrella. Sharing an umbrella is absolutely ridiculous. I don't care how big the umbrella. People are like, oh, a golf umbrella is so large. You know what? What happens when you share an umbrella? Both of you end up getting wet, all right? There's only one way to use an umbrella effectively, and that is to be directly underneath this thing. That way it's not dripping off the sides and hitting your shoulders or whatever. And, you know, given most circumstances, that's my policy. I'm not going to do it.
Raven, producer Sean, it's funny you should bring this up, Raven, because I'm one of those people that will share literally anything.
Yeah.
And it came up over the weekend too, because I lent my cousin a pair of shoes. We were away and she was like, oh, I had my shoes on one night. She's like, can I wear those tomorrow night with my outfit? I'm like, yeah. And, you know, didn't think anything of it. And my husband's like, you just gave her your shoes? I was like,
who lends out shoes, right? Like, I mean, like if you have no shoes, that's one thing. But like, if you're just like, let me borrow those shoes. Mm. I don't know. That's definitely not a guy you, to do.
You would not, if somebody asked to borrow a pair of shoes, yeah. you would not give them your shoes, Raven?
Not the shoes I was wearing, no. But I mean, if I had multiple shoes with me and I had a friend that was shoeless and they were like, I need your shoes, I would be like, okay, if I had multiple shoes with me and I'm out with a friend who has shoes, but they're like, I like those, they'd go with my shirt tomorrow. I'm not lending those shoes.
Yeah. Sean.
They go with my shirt,
I don't really know if they're even going to have umbrella coverage if they have my shoes on top of it. Like, that's, I mean, I'm looking out.
The umbrella thing, like, you'd rather have, wouldn't somebody have a little bit of coverage and you can save a little bit of them? You guys can both cuddle together?
Save a little bit of you? Like, what mm-hmm. is that? You're either wet or you're not. Even if we have, like, personal umbrellas. Here's the thing, too, is my wife, because of this, she knows this, she shoves at least two umbrellas, the smaller ones, in my car, right? And whenever it's raining and we go to get out of the car, she goes, you want an umbrella? And I say no, because I can't stand next to you if we both have umbrellas either.
The idea of Raven looking like Mary Poppins with an umbrella floating places is like an image that just is
love it.
I love it. Yeah,
you love it, right?
Love it.
Guess what that takes? A solo umbrella. That's what that takes right there. I mean, seriously,
it is weird when you have to walk side by side with somebody with an umbrella, like two umbrellas. Like, it's weird.
You can't do it.
If it's gonna rain, I just bring a hat and I'm like,
I just run.
Hope for the best.
From the car to wherever it is that I'm going. Right? That's the way that I have to do it. If you want the umbrella, you can have it. I'm just saying. But I'm not going to share it with you. I'm not going to, like, hold it for, what am I, your driver?
I don't know.
Are you your chauffeur?
I share everything with everybody. You know that. We talk about this all the time. Like, I share towels with my husband and my kids.
It's the weirdest thing.
Mm-hmm. I share a toothbrush with my husband if we're only going away for one night.
If they go away for one night, they pack one toothbrush instead of two to save space.
That I can't sign up with. That, no.
What
That's
world?
So weird.
Does that make sense?
I don't know. Sean, is there anything that you refuse to share with people?
Oh, yeah. My cell phone. You know, I mean, where I've grown up, you are one step away from being too good of a Samaritan. If some, like, I've had a lot of strangers where I grew up saying, hey, can I borrow your phone for a minute? I just need to call someone. No, because what they're going to do is they're going to run away with your phone. Okay? I'm not doing that. No. Here's a quarter. Go find a payphone, man.
Do payphones exist anymore?
Not really.
Still call a quarter?
There's like seven in the nation at this point. But that's amazing because every time you go to hand your cell phone to even people that you know.
Nope. I won't let.
You're kind of like, I don't know if this is a good idea. You're thinking in your mind, right?
Yes. Yeah.
This past weekend, somebody asked if I would subscribe to their YouTube channel, and I just handed them my phone to do it. I didn't even think twice. What's wrong with me?
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
Sometimes you just refuse to share things, and I'm learning that I'm gross because I'm not like that at all. I tend to share everything.
Yeah. Some of the stuff that you share is questionable for a normal human being, though, just for hygienic purposes, in my opinion.
This came up because Raven said that he refuses to share an umbrella, which I was like, why? Isn't that the whole point of being a nice person is to share an umbrella?
Here's the thing. There's not an umbrella that's big enough for two of us if we're being honest with each other. All right. So you just, it's me or you.
All right. What's the thing that you refuse to share, even though it's completely normal? 1-800-330-9999. Alyssa.
Okay. So I'm a little embarrassed to say this out loud here, but blankets, like even throw blankets. Like I have them just for guests. So like even after washing, I do not want to use them after someone else has. So like I have my own blanket stash for guests and my own private.
Yep. I don't go that far, but I certainly understand where you're coming from because I think there's something very personal about your cozy blankie. Like, you know, at my house, like I've got my cozy blankie and, you know, my girls can go under it with me, but I don't know how I feel about, like, one of my husband's friends throwing it over his feet watching football. I'd be like, what are you doing? What are you doing with my cozy blanket?
Yeah, that blanket's ruined now.
Yeah.
Right, now I'm not going to use
it's like my safe space. It feels like, like my safe little cave or something.
You're calling your husband to the back room or in the kitchen. You're giving him, like, a whispered, you know, conversation, and it's like, I've never liked him.
Mm.
I've never liked Mike. And now you let him put my favorite blanket on his feet?
It's gross.
It's disgusting.
Get cozy blank off his feet.
Yeah. Paul's like, we can wash it. You're like, not good enough.
Do you name your blankets? Do you, like name some of them? Or are you, you kind of just like a one blankie name?
Well, I just call them cozy blanks. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have actual names for each of them.
Neither of those things. How about hand me a blanket?
How about like the black and white one or the Pottery Barn one?
Yeah, I mean, if it's got a pattern.
Yeah.
A distinct pattern, that's one thing. That's not so much a name as a statement of fact, though.
Right. The one with Mickey Mouse on it.
Yeah, it's a description.
Do you have a name for your blanket, which I guess should be the bigger question?
No, just basically based off description. Yeah, like you say, like green scratchy. or, you know, soft blue, you know, something like that.
Now that we said that, she's like, no, I don't name my blankets.
Yeah, we never do. Who does that?
I'm like sitting here with my fingers crossed and like,
they don't understand.
Weirdos.
Yeah. Right. Dee wrote on our Facebook page that she refuses to share her combs and brushes. Obviously, I do because I share everything. But my husband is weird about me and my daughters using his brush. I guess because we all have long hair. And then, you know, he has like boy hair, so it's really short.
It like stops it up, right? Like all your hair is in it. You know what? This goes two ways. Yesterday, Anna, I'm at the gas station. I pull out a vehicle that I haven't driven in forever, my dad's truck, and I needed a jump. Guy didn't want to share his battery power with me. I was like, sir, could you give me a jump? And then he made up some story. He's like, oh, no, I got to be over here at like 2:30. And that was like 20 minutes away. And he pointed like a place across the street. I'm like, okay. I'm sitting there with the cables in my hand. Would have taken you 2 seconds, sir.
Well, yeah, that's, he just didn't like your face.
Mr. Honda CRV. Like, you could have helped a brother out.
I might be gross. You know, as we're talking about it, like, and I'm reading everything that people are posting on social media.
Yeah.
So what's the number one thing you won't share or lend with anybody? Raven was saying how he will never give anybody an umbrella. He won't share it.
It just doesn't make any sense for us to share an umbrella. Two people can't be under the same umbrella. One of us is at least going to get wet here. Either I'm holding it for you or I'm holding it for myself. It's like being on an airplane, Anna. Put your own oxygen mask on first, and then you can help others.
There's not much that I won't share with people. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know if I'm disgusting or whatever. I'm looking at our text line. Dougie says he won't share deodorant. I share deodorant.
I don't want to share my deodorant.
Even if it's a spray?
Listen, if it's a spray, that's one thing. But if it's like a roll-on or something like like I got to wipe it off after. That's no good.
Oh, I also have one that lives in my car for me and my daughters.
You got to stank, you got to stank if I'm going to share my deodorant. And then I'm really doing it just because I need to survive the situation.
Kathy wrote on Instagram, she won't share her toothbrush. I won't share a toothbrush with a stranger, but I'll share a toothbrush with like my kids or my husband.
I wouldn't share a toothbrush with anybody.
Anybody?
No.
You'd rather use your finger?
If I used my toothbrush and my wife was like, I need to use your toothbrush tonight, I'd be like, okay, great, go ahead. And in the morning, I'd be using my finger in my mouth.
Come on.
Seriously. I'm totally serious. I'm 100% serious.
Is there something that you won't share with somebody? 1-800-330-9999. Tristan.
It's going to be weird, but my books, I'm like a really big book guy. And just every time that I loan somebody any of my books, I don't do it anymore. When I do, I just like, it comes back with like dog ears and folds and like stains. And I mean, maybe I should kind of get more considerate friends, but I'm always like, I care about them. I like have like a really big bookshelf at home, and I like to keep them looking nice so I can reread them and stuff, you know?
He has many, many leather bound books, and his apartment smells of rich mahogany.
You joke, but kind of.
No, I get it, man. A nice book. You're totally right. Like, if you hand your book over to somebody, and that's the thing about books, too, is it's tricky because you love to share. You want to talk about the book. And if somebody hasn't read it and they have interest in it, you're like, oh, just read this. It's going to be great. Then you get it back and your cover's ripped. Oh, we're not friends anymore.
If I give you a book, it's yours forever.
Yeah.
I would never ask for it back. And if it's such an important book to me that then I'm with you. Like, I wouldn't lend it out in the first place.
Yeah.
But a regular novel I always find it fascinating when people say they can reread a book. After I read it the first time, I'm out. Like, that was great. I enjoyed it. But now I'll give it to anybody, and I can move on with my life and never see it again.
I mean, I'm mostly that way. I've only read a couple books over, and one was because I really didn't grasp it the first time. The other one was because it was really, really good. But, yeah, it's not something that I typically do, but I'll watch the same movie 1,000 times if I enjoy it.
Okay. Looking at our text line, somebody wrote, please don't share mascara. Look up blepharitis. I'm not going to. It's only going to make me sad.
Yeah.
Seems like everywhere you look, everyone's talking about the WNBA, and there's a lot of good reason for it. Because of Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, there's a lot of attention. Some of it good, some of it not so great.
Right. That's what I would say is that, listen, in every story, there's a villain and a hero, a heel, or the person that everybody wants to rise up. And you know what's great is either way here, I have never in my life been interested in what was happening in the WNBA until now. And now every day when I read a story, It's not annoying to me. It's all compelling. Like, I'm totally into it.
So, ironically, Olivia is an intern with us. She's been interning with us for about a month now, and she'll be with us for a couple more months. She's a basketball player, and you just went to your second March Madness with Sacred Heart University, right?
Yep.
And Olivia's graduating. She's finishing her master's degree, and I'm excited to say she just accepted her first coaching in a D1 school. So, we're very excited for her
and everything
that's going to come with it. But, you know, there's been a lot of talk lately, especially this week with Angel Reese. She got kicked out of the game. Listen to this.
I think that was Angel Reese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
just
right.
Kicked Angel out of the game.
Angel Reese ejected. Angel Reese saying a few things that got the ejection.
Why did she get kicked out of the game?
I just want to say one thing. The game. There was many, many games happening this week.
Yeah, so from my perspective, when I was watching the game, she just threw her hand up in the air and the ref didn't take it the right way. But I'm sure there were words that were said, but obviously you can't see that on TV and you can't hear it on TV.
Right.
So I think there's more to the story.
Yeah, the big rumor is that she said a B word. Let's say it like that. I'll say it just like that.
And it's very uncomfortable describing these words. But
she
may have cussed. There was profanity involved.
Yeah.
But then the waving of the hand after. She gets the technical one. Then she gets the technical two. That means automatic ejection.
Now, Olivia, obviously you've been on the court many, many times. Is this normal? Is it a normal behavior for the constant swearing and the flipping off of the ref and like the kind of like what you see between these players?
Yeah, so it definitely is normal just because basketball is a competitive sport. We're all competitors out there. But I definitely think the WNBA is getting out of control just from a physicality level. Right now, just kind of getting out of hand.
And do you think it's because there's so much attention? Like, there's so much media now where it's never been before. Do you think they're doing this on purpose to, like, keep the attention on it and keep it exciting?
I think the WNBA is just, it's growing because of the players that are in it. I know people that haven't really watched the game before, and now they are because of Caitlin Clark and like, people like Angel
like
Reese.
Raven? Right.
Right. Well, I mean, a great part of America, too. And I mean, to add to what you're saying, Olivia, is competitive sports means this. If I'm, you know, somebody who works at my craft every day, whether it be basketball, radio, any other different thing that somebody is involved in, if it's competitive, there's somebody else that you see. And sometimes call it envy or call it professional jealousy or whatever you want to talk to. You want some of what they got. The shine is on these players right now. Caitlin Clark, the biggest thing in the WNBA. A lot of people feel she hasn't earned it yet. These players that have been there for years, right? Angel Reese, same thing. Super popular player, but, you know, polarizing players too at the same time. You either love them or you hate them, right? So if you know that the world's paying attention, you want some part of that, right?
Olivia, have you sworn at other players on the court? Be honest.
I've never sworn at someone, but I've sworn at like a play before.
Mm-hmm. Fair
enough. And when somebody has sworn at you, does that make you feel good or bad? Because to me, I feel like I'm getting to you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point is they're trying to get under your skin. But to me, it never really bothers me. I'm just like, it goes through one ear out the other because we're all competitors at the end of the day.
Right. Olivia will box you out and then scratch your eyes out.
Exactly.
Is that a thing that happens in basketball? I'm not sure.
No.
We told Olivia to bring a basketball in. We're going to have her go against the guys and see if any of the guys can actually score on her. We're going to see what happens.
I'm going to throw elbows.
Hey, Brooke.
Hey.
Thank goodness you're here. I really needed a Taylor Swift expert to talk to about all of this, and the boys are 100% over me talking about everything T-Swift.
I mean, I just feel like if she wanted us to know, she would have told us, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about this. Brooke is our resident Taylor Swift expert, and as a fellow Swiftie, I always like to call her when something is happening so that I could actually get an honest reaction of somebody that knows versus Raven, who looks at me blankly and says, I need to find a life.
You know, Brooke, I feel like there's different degrees of Swifties, right? Like a black belt, brown belt, you know, if you were in any sort of other discipline thing, you know, there would be different stages. And you are clearly a higher stage, almost like a Jedi, where Anna is kind of like preliminary Swiftie.
Let's recap what has happened. Everybody was having rumors that Taylor Swift was pregnant, basically looked like she ate a cheeseburger, and I think she looked completely normal and beautiful. But then people were saying Lady Gaga looked pregnant, and Lady Gaga responded with a lyric from a Taylor Swift song, Down Bad, saying, not pregnant, just down bad, crying at the gym.
Now I'm down bad, crying at the gym. Everything comes out, teenage petulance.
And that's all we can play because after that, she swears 18 times. 18 times. Brooke, do you want to talk about what happened after that?
This is crazy.
Yeah. So after Taylor Swift commented on that exact video. Can we all agree that it's invasive and irresponsible to comment on a woman's body? Gaga doesn't owe anyone an explanation, and neither does any woman.
And she's right, 100%.
Absolutely.
So, but I mean, how does that get us to the point now where you're saying that Taylor Swift is pregnant?
I don't think Taylor Swift is pregnant, and I don't think it's anybody's business. What do you think about it, Brooke?
No, I think she looks completely beautiful and normal in that picture. I think her comment on Gaga's post is talking for herself because I think she's tired of all the rumors now. I don't think she would be having a child right now when she's on tour. I mean, maybe, but I just don't see it.
Don't you think, because I've been talking to my daughter a lot about this, that the second that this tour is over, that she's gonna have a baby?
What?
Like, I feel like she wants to be a mom so bad. Like, she even says in one of her songs, her friends either smell like babies or smell like weed. And I feel like she desperately wants to be a mom.
She'd rather smell like the baby.
She'd rather smell
over
like
the marijuana.
Babies. Yeah.
Right.
And when you see her with Blake Lively's kids, like, she's got motherly instincts, and she's not getting any younger, you know?
Mean, you guys are sounding nuts. You know that, right?
Raven,
she's so beautiful.
I just wish you weren't part of this conversation, Raven. Brooke, what do you think?
Yeah, she totally wants to be a mom. We saw that in the documentary that she wanted to be a mom. It's just she's so busy, and she needs to take off time to do so. So I think after doing the Eras tour for almost, 2 years?
Yeah.
I totally could see it because I think he may propose soon, but that's just me.
I mean,
Screw this up, Travis.
I mean, even in her songs, she references, like, soon we'll be pushing strollers, and she talks about cradles. Like, it's a theme in her music. Like, it's something that she wants.
Yeah, I can see it. I think at this time, when she's on break, that's a perfect time to have children and settle down. And then if she wants to start up again, she totally can.
Yeah.
So.
I think she's going out with a bang. I think she's going to add a few, like, concerts to this tour. When this tour is over and it's been 2 years on the road, we're not going to see her for a while. And she's going to focus on, you know, being a mom, and good for her.
Going out with a bang.
Yeah.
Welcome to motherhood.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for summarizing all this for me, girls.
Well, Brooke, thank you so much for talking to me about everything Taylor Swift, because I can't listen to Raven complain anymore about it. So I appreciate your insight.
Of course. Anytime.
You ever wonder if they still do senior pranks? We have 3 high school seniors that are working with us till tomorrow. Tomorrow's your guys' last day.
No, it's sad.
Yeah, Tessa and Matt, you guys have been absolutely great. And we were talking about senior pranks, and I was giggling because there is this high school senior prank that took place in Maryland that not just got the high school involved, it tricked the entire city.
What happened?
So what the seniors did is they created this big banner announcing that Trader Joe's would be coming in the spring of 2025. And they posted the huge banner outside of an old empty grocery store.
Oh, man. And people got fired up.
Oh, they were excited.
Yeah.
They went nuts. Everybody was so pumped about it. Some people were mad. Most people were super excited.
I mean, because you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, I really want Trader Joe's.
Exactly.
If they're not coming after.
Yeah. And there was a QR code on the banner, and it said for more information to, you know, use the QR code.
Yeah.
But when you scan the QR code, it brought you to this.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you
Rick
down.
Rolling, man. Rick Astley, still Rick Rolling. I'm still getting paid.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Rick Astley, good for you.
So I was telling Tessa and Matt about this, and we were talking about it. Tessa, what happens at your school? What do you have to do a senior prank?
We have to ask the administration for permission to do our senior prank every year.
Wait, okay, Matt, how many times have they approved the senior prank?
I don't think they ever have.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're pranking you. They're like, no, you know, to do your senior prank, you have to have permission. And then they do it. They file, like, whatever they have to do. And then the school's like, no, sorry.
Not going
to
do it.
If we do it, we can get in a lot of trouble. Like, this year, we tried to do a bike ride, and they said, nope, you're not doing that.
I mean, the bike ride prank, too. Like, I mean, it seems pretty harmless, right? Like, what's the problem with that?
I don't think kids understand
what a prank. The school are just like, nope.
And then, yeah, they don't want to deal with it.
But they don't understand what a prank is anymore because they have to ask permission for it.
Well, part of me.
And they're not going to get that.
Well, the problem is, like, they you can't walk at graduation. Like, if you
they threaten you not to be able to graduate, right?
Right, if you get caught.
Now, which, by the way, thing. I mean, try and get away with that. Come on.
But it's different now. So that's what I was thinking about, is, like, part of me is like, let the kids have some fun.
And
if it's harmless, Why not?
Like, I just don't want it to involve animals. Anything other than that, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, but like this is a perfect example of a funny senior prank that mm-hmm. didn't hurt anybody. Right. And like it was just like a fun thing for the town. And like, why can't we bring that back? Why can't we do things like that? And I think that they got you guys now because, one, people are nuts and they do crazy things. Mm-hmm. But also, it's so easy just to say you're not going to be able to walk. You're not going to be able to graduate. We had the same threats 20 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you did the work. You took the test. You passed the grades. You're getting your diploma. Anybody who says that you're not, you might not get it that day in the folder or whatever. Like, talk to a lawyer.
Yeah, but you want
to
know what?
You're getting your diploma.
Just don't do it. Whatever the school told you to do. Now, here comes the mom in me. Yeah. Whatever the school said, just do that.
Oh, boy.
Well, last year, they put all the furniture that we had around our building, and they put it in the bathrooms around our building. We no longer have furniture in our school.
They're not messing around at that high school.
Wait a minute. They took out the furniture?
Yeah, so basically,
we had couches and seats that you can sit at, and they've moved them into the bathroom, and we no longer have furniture.
I mean, where did those couches go?
They go out in the hallway.
Who took them? The gym teacher took them home?
Oh, you mean afterwards?
That's what I'm saying.
Some dump. No, it's really tragic. Now, like, so the hallways, they have this space, like, built into them, like, at the end of, like, each, like, in corners, like, four.
But it's
like,
just empty
couches.
At this
now
point.
Now it's just empty space.
That's how they threaten them.
It's really weird.
That's how they threaten them.
It's like, it's sad.
Remember your couches? Remember last year's seniors? Remember that they were funny?
You want to end up where the couches are at?
Yeah.
Right. Sleep with the fishes? Right. We'll go to the mattresses, as they say. Wow.
Red Lobster, for the seafood lover in you, is going out of business. And the drama around it just keeps getting more weird. Mm. Here's what the news is saying.
The casual dining hotspot has struggled since the pandemic. It's lost 30% of its customers and has had at least four CEOs in the last 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Ultimate Endless Shrimp is here.
Also, an attempt to lure more customers in with $20 Endless Shrimp backfired, costing the company $11
million. I mean, you said, listen, endless, unlimited shrimp, $20, and everybody showed up. What did you think was going to happen?
And then it became like a TikTok challenge where you would film yourself how many shrimp you could eat.
Oh, my gosh.
And there would be people that'd be like, 108!
Oh, man, that's a lot of shrimp. That's a lot of mercury.
Red Lobster
for the
seafood lover in you. I miss that jingle. Yeah. Don't you miss that?
I don't really remember the jingle so much.
Crazy.
And I worked there years ago.
How is that possible?
For a number of years, I worked there, too. And I loved Red Lobster. I mean, I partook when I worked there. You know, some places you work and you're like, no, I lost my taste for it. I never lost my taste for it.
I remember being little and watching those Red Lobster commercials mm-hmm. and think that must be the most romantic place in the whole world.
Really?
Red Lobster was for like parents that were in love to go hold hands.
Right.
You know?
If they left you at home and went to the Red Lobster.
Yeah.
You knew that you'd have another new sibling pretty soon.
But a hero comes along, Raven. A hero comes along. Flava Flav has stepped up to the plate.
Oh, yeah, boy.
This is what he said.
Nah, we ain't letting Red Lobster close. I'm going to try to help save them. I'm going to try to help use my popularity and my notoriety to help save Red Lobster. We got to save the lobster, G. We got to save the lobster.
100%, G.
I mean, the thing is how does, what was his plan to save Red Lobster?
Yeah.
He just ordered everything off the menu one night. Wait, he's like, I'm going to help him out. And then he like posted all these videos of like all the plates of food. I was like, Flav, you just dropped like maybe $700. Like, I don't think it's going to save Red Lobster. People ate billions of shrimp.
I'm happy to say that, Flavor Flav is still out here affording his own Red Lobster if he wants to buy the entire menu. I mean, it's a good for Flavor Flav. For a while there, it was a little bit questionable.
He continues.
Yeah.
When I heard that they were trying to shut down the doors and some of the stores, I said, revolted. You know what? We can't let this rock. We can't let this rock like that. Yo, the cheese biscuits are amazing. The shrimp scampi, amazing.
Yeah, endless, too.
It's
endless,
true.
The shrimp scampi. I do like that with the garlic butter. Oh, that was real nice. If him and Chuck D could just get along, they could probably save this thing together.
He's not the only one that's trying to jump in on this. Late night host John Oliver, he's getting in on the Red Lobster drama, too. He bought all the furniture and equipment from one of the locations that was put up for auction.
What?
And then he recreated the restaurant in his studio. I'm not sure how that helps them, but it's entertaining.
Right.
Yeah.
I do remember those chairs on wheels. You remember those?
Oh, gosh.
It was like a regular living room chair, but it was like padded, but it also had four wheels on it. Like being in an office with everybody that was eating lobster.
Without exaggeration, I could taste that biscuit in my mouth right now.
The best.
But, you know, I was thinking about it. I'm like, really, all Red Lobster needs is not 1,500 new CEOs, not like a new plan.
Not even Flavor Flav?
Not even Flavor Flav. Well, maybe Flavor Flav.
Right.
But on top of all that, it just needs new marketing. And I got it all figured out. It's coming up next. Red Lobster filed Chapter 11 and it's going out of business. But people are desperately trying to save it, including Flavor Flav.
Nah, we ain't letting Red Lobster close. I'm going to try to help save them. We got to save the lobster, G. We got to save the lobster.
His way to help them.
G.
The only way he helped was he ordered everything on the menu once, which I think that $500 or $600 he spent probably not going to save the company.
Yeah, but that server probably got a real nice tip that night.
Mm-hmm. But we need marketing. That's what Red Lobster is missing. Old school marketing, yeah. Advertisements, commercials on TV. I mean, I remember growing up. And watching these commercials and just being hypnotized.
Red Lobster.
Tonight, 30 shrimp, just $8.95.
Red Lobster for the seafood.
Scampi and oh, golden fried.
Red Lobster for the seafood lover.
30 shrimp on one plate, just $8.95.
$8.95 for 30 shrimp? What? And then they would throw this in at the end.
And kids get shrimp, a complete meal, just $1.95.
$1.95? Wow. Kids can come too?
I mean, why would you bring the kids, though? You heard how sexy that commercial was. That was unexpected. I didn't remember it being so romantic.
Red Lobster was sexy. When you saw that, you were like, that is date night at its absolute best. Mommy and Daddy are going to go there and have the best time ever and eat shrimp.
Bring me that ultimate fest. Do it right now.
So we figured, you know what? How about bringing back commercials? So we made one for Red Lobster. Working an everyday scallywag. Eat as much seafood as a whale shark for an affordable price. Arrrr, it's Red Lobster, of course.
Crab feast, shrimp feast, delicious salads, and heaping baskets of Cheddar Bay biscuits. While live lobsters stare at you through the aquarium glass and pray you don't call their number.
I'm under the water. Please help me.
Even landlubbers like Flavor Flav comes to the clam bake. And John Oliver visits Bar Harbor.
Here you'll rule the seas with an appetite bigger than Neptune's and an order of fried delights large enough to please the Admiral.
Ahoy, mates. It's Red Lobster.
You know.
It's not upon, as good as the sexy one.
Upon no. reflection, I feel like, yeah, maybe we should have been so much sexier. And dolphins, you know, they like to mix it up.
We,
so.
We should have been like, lobster. But you want to know what? We also thought...
That's your version
lobster.
Of sexy.
Lobster.
All right.
Okay. But also, producer John is really good at writing jingles. So, yeah. Of course, this is one of the most famous jingles of all time.
Red Lobster for the seafood lover in you.
So we decided to have him write a few jingles to test out. Let's see. This is the first one.
Red Lobster, we got biscuits for you. Come down and buy some and save our stores. Red Lobster.
It's not bad.
That's the matter of fact version right there. That's what that is, right? That's a factual version. It's like, what are we doing? Oh, this is what we're doing.
Yep.
You might have heard that we're closing down nationwide, but you still got a chance to save our hide. Come down to Red Lobster, and we won't skimp, but we are no longer offering endless shrimp.
They're no longer offering endless shrimp. That was a mistake.
It bankrupt the company.
Yeah, exactly.
Animals of the sea have a hide or a skin or a flesh?
I don't. Scales. The answer is scales.
Okay.
One more jingle.
All right. What else you got?
Cheddar Bay biscuits and Crab Fest too. Find it all at a location near you. Come to Red Lobster. Have yourself a family meal. Come on down to this seafood heaven. Never mind what you heard about Chapter 11. Come to Red Lobster. Everything is totally fine. It's fine. Everything is fine.
Right. We've kept all the food refrigerated. We promise. We wouldn't be serving it if we had turned off the power at night to save money.
Or maybe they should just bring back the old school.
Red Lobster for the seafood lover in you.
I mean, she sounds gorgeous.
She was so the sexiest lobster.
Is that Wonder Woman? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up to you to decide who's right. Denise and Tim. Denise, what's going on?
Hey. So I'm getting married, and I'm also a social media influencer, mostly Instagram, some TikTok. And for the wedding, I'm in charge of, you know, like, pretty much everything. And one of the biggest things that I thought would be a great money saver, but also a money maker, is having some endorsements, you know, like trying to get some local breweries and food trucks and having like some pop-up tents to, you know, cut corners a little bit on some of the drinks and beverages because we're doing like open bar kind of thing. And Tim is just not about it.
What's up, Tim? You don't want to save money?
Well, this is what I'll tell you. You know, Denise is, she's got this little side thing that she's doing. And, you know, I've been supportive of it. It's annoying. Just constantly taking pictures. Oh, let's take a picture of, you know, whatever, you know, at the park. And, you know, here, take a picture of me, you know, jumping in the pool and slow motion. And it's just, it's really annoying. And so I figured, you know, like a sacred event. I don't want to sit around with, you know, pose with energy drinks and, you know, try to make little funny videos on my wedding day. You know, this is something that that I think is it's a solemn event that we should cherish.
I don't know if solemn's the word. I think it would be a little bit more celebratory, but I think I know what you're saying, right? I mean, you don't want to be, oh, pose here, stand with this here, do this here if it's your wedding day. I mean, at the very least, I guess you could have somebody kind of handling that for you while you're doing it, but it's still going to feel like you're selling out, right, Anna?
No.
No?
Crazy? No. I mean, I get it. I understand. I don't see what the big deal is. Like, if you can get some kind of financial reward or get some money saved because you're holding, like, a glass of wine from a brewery down the street and you're, you know, and you're on your Instagram, why wouldn't you do that? Like, it doesn't seem strange to me. It seems very 2022.
Well, just seems to me like if that type of stuff is going to take up a couple hours, mom is just going to be sad on the sideline. Wow, I thought I'd share this beautiful day with the two of you, but guess not. Because I'm not holding a shady lemonade that was brewed from Jim's something down the road.
It's the thing is that it's not some kind of refined hold up a glass, because she's always, it's always some hammy thing that she needs to do, you know, for her Instagram or whatever. And it's like, look, I don't want to ham it up on my wedding day.
You always ham it up for the camera on your wedding day, and it's going to give us an opportunity to save money. Weddings are really expensive, and if we get some free stuff out of it, what's the big deal?
I've noticed lately that even influencers that only have, like, and I shouldn't say only, but like 7,000 or 8,000 followers are getting endorsements, and they're getting like free stuff, and they're making money off it. And I don't know if you could do it. Like, I'm not hating on you. Let's see what the audience has to say. They may agree with you, Denise. What's the big deal? If you could save a few bucks and just hold up a can or two or whatever on your wedding day, then just go for it. But they may see Tim's side, too, that it's just tacky, and a day like your wedding day shouldn't be sold out.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Would you want an influencer wedding? Denise and Tim are getting married, and Denise is a social media influencer. She's got an Instagram, a TikTok. She gets money from the endorsements that she does for them. So she's been offered some endorsements for her wedding day, and she thinks it's a great idea. Doesn't take much time. It's easy. They get money. They need money.
Tim says it's a terrible idea. I don't want any of this stuff going on during our wedding. I don't want to see pop-up tents there. I definitely don't want to be told to pose and hold up some sort of energy drink or anything else that I really don't care about. This is our wedding day. This is about celebrating together.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Pam, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. That is the one day that you should just focus on your wedding and your wife and your husband, your family, and never mind the money. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, you go to work, you're going to owe somebody money for something anyways. You know, lessening the bill certainly can be helpful, that's for sure. But, you know, if it's just going to make you feel dirty, or it's just going to make you feel like it was cheapened, then you got to take that into account.
Here's the problem. It's her job and not his job.
Right.
So she is used to it. She knows what to do. To her, it's second nature. For him, he sees it as an inconvenience, but he's the one that's not familiar with it, which is the bigger problem here.
It's okay for him to hate it, even if it's her job.
Right.
Right.
But he shouldn't tell her not to do it. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. What do you think about selling endorsements to your wedding? Sounds kind of shady when you say it out loud like that, but Denise and Tim are getting married. I don't think it's a big deal. Denise is an influencer. She's got a lot of followers on TikTok and Instagram. She makes a little extra money on the side doing it. She's gotten a couple offers to be able to like post pictures of her holding things on her wedding day and get paid for it, and she doesn't see what the big deal is.
I love that any statement that you make that says sounds kind of shady on the surface, it's kind of shady in general. There's a reason why it sounds that way. I mean, listen, this is an industry thing. People that work in that industry have absolutely no problem with that. People that don't don't want to do that. And think about, you know, your wedding is a busy day. You're being pulled in a thousand other directions. You're celebrating, but there's a certain amount of tension for the bride and groom, too, because you're busy. You have things to do. Stopping over at somebody's, you know, stand to take a photo and talk about their product doesn't seem like something I want to do on my wedding day.
Well, that's what Tim says. What do you think? Who do you think is right here? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on her side. Nowadays, everything's expensive. You might as well try to save money. But that all those photos are going to be on Instagram and Facebook anyway. So why not build that relationship with that local brewery or something? Because that might be a job opportunity for her later on.
On the one hand, though, a lot of weddings that I go to now, the bride and groom explicitly, there's signage all over the place that they don't want any of their photos on social media before they've actually put up their own photos. So they tell guests, don't put any photos up. And for the most part, guests tend to follow those rules if they know.
I guess. So what's the difference if you're holding a beer and you can smile with it and get paid $100?
I mean, again, are you going to take the time to look over every image before somebody else puts it up? I don't know.
Hey, Sue, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I think that marriage is a partnership and we have to make compromises, and this is going to be the first compromise because he doesn't want it, and you don't want him thinking back on his wedding day being resentful.
Thank you for the call.
That's what the marriage is for, all the resentment.
Some people, yeah, it's second nature to take photos, post them, and do endorsements or anything like that. Other people, it makes them incredibly anxious. They don't want any part of it.
Hey, Kim, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. You're going to have fun at your wedding regardless, and I think it's really cheap and tacky to be promoting yourself on social media and having vendors running around with pop-up tents and everything. It's supposed to be a beautiful, remembering moment of your life, and that's just ridiculous and very selfish on her behalf. He sounds like he's annoyed with what she does to begin with.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Tim, our audience agreed with you. Tacky, I'm sorry, Denise. I mean, I'm with you, but ultimately they felt like if it's his wedding day too, and if he doesn't want to do it, then you can't do it.
I mean, I get it. We're going to have beautiful photos anyway. Maybe I'll just put them up on Instagram after, but, you know, I won't tag an ad for anybody. It's fine.
You got to be happy about that, Tim?
I'll be deliriously happy, and I'm glad, Denise, that we're going to finally step away from your influencer life just for one stinking day. Okay.
Well, congratulations on that, guys.
If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $4,200, powered by new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents available online and in stores near you. All right, William, are you ready to play today?
Yes, I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, would you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
All right, Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close, and when it does, he won't be able to hear us. We are in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play, William?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's do this. I would love to see you win today. Number one, Keanu Reeves' band Dogstar announced their summer tour for their first album in 20 years. Was Keanu Reeves Bill or Ted in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Ted Theodore Logan.
Number two, Sal Vulcano from The Impractical Jokers revealed to shocked fans last week that he had gotten married and welcomed a daughter who is now 20 months old. How many Impractical Jokers are there right now?
Right now?
Yes.
3.
Number three, Zooey Deschanel and Jonathan Scott of the Property Brothers are getting married. What's the name of Jonathan's brother?
Jonathan's brother?
Mm-hmm.
Jack.
Number four, David Lee Roth released a cover yesterday of the one-hit wonder 8675309, Jenny. But who originally sang that one-hit wonder?
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't know.
And number five, Simon Cowell recently broke the golden buzzer rule on America's Got Talent, using it for a second time for an epic audition. In 2002, he was originally a judge on American Idol here in America, but he also judged and created the UK version of that reality show. What was it called in the UK?
Britain's Got Talent?
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
I mean, William came out, like, really knew everything, but then that was it. Two out of five.
Okay, $4,200. Let's see how I do. Here we go.
Number one, Keanu Reeves' band Dogstar announced their summer tour for their first album in 20 years. Mm. Was Keanu Reeves Bill or Ted in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
He was Ted.
He was Ted.
Ted, man.
Number two, Sal Vulcano from The Impractical Jokers revealed to shocked fans last week that he had gotten married and welcomed a daughter who is now 20 months old.
Congratulations, Sal.
How many Impractical Jokers are there currently?
Well, there was four. There's three now, right?
Yes. One left a couple years ago.
Joe left a couple years ago to concentrate on his family.
Number three, Zoe Deschanel and Jonathan Scott of the Property Brothers are getting married.
Congratulations. What's, about time.
I know. They are such a cute couple.
I feel like it's been a long time.
Yes. What's Jonathan's brother's name?
Drew. Drew Scott.
Yep. Number four, David Lee Roth released a cover yesterday of the one-hit wonder, 8675309.
Oh, David Lee Roth, just stop.
Who sang it originally?
That's Tommy Tutone.
Yep. And number five, I wonder where he is now.
Tommy Tutone or David Lee Roth?
Tommy Tutone.
They may be next to each other. I honestly believe that Tommy Tutone's apartment may be in better shape than David Lee Roth's.
Okay. And number five, Simon Cowell recently broke the golden buzzer rule on America's Got Talent, using it for a second time for an epic audition. In 2002, he was originally a judge on American Idol, but he also judged and created the show, the UK version. What was that show called in the UK?
It's called X Factor, right?
No. It was called Pop Idol.
Oh.
Pop Idol. I'm sorry, William. 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay, this is William, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $4,300 tomorrow, Anna.
Who's going to win this money?
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.